Hallelujah. Make it bigger, make it better.
You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. I give you all the glory. And you are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified.
Now you know the song, join us.
You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified.
All the glory.
I give you glory. And you are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
Let your name be glorified.
I just got to say
Baba Eshe.
I just come to say to you,
Baba
Eshe. Deep down from my heart,
Baba Eshe.
Deep down from my heart,
Baba Eshe.
Deep down from my heart,
oh God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Deep down from my heart,
Baba
Eshe.
Lift your hands and thank Him for yesterday. From your heart. Don't just do things because it's the way to start the service. From your heart, thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you for lifting me up. Thank you for anointing me afresh. Indeed, my horn is exalted, like the horn of a unicorn. I'm anointed with fresh oil. Indeed, come and go ahead. We thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Let me get started by welcoming the person on your left and your right and say you're welcome to DP, the anointing service and edition. Hallelujah. I know you are standing. You are going to decree, heat the iron when it's hot. You are going to decree where you are. You say, wasters.
Assigned to me.
To make me wasted. You'll be wasted. In the name of Jesus, decree and declare. And you shall decree a thing. And the thing will be established. What is that thing? Are you suggesting or decree? Anybody assigned, any power assigned to waste me. Even as this year 2022 rounds up, be wasted. Be wasted. You appear one way and scatter seven ways. Every waster assigned to me to make me wasted. Be wasted. In the year 2022. You are not going to 2023 with me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Can you make that prayer louder? You are going to say in the name of Jesus. Can everybody say in the name of Jesus? Causes that transfers blessings. In the name of Jesus. Bow before me now. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray that prayer. Never again will you be, will you experience near success syndrome. Causes that transfer blessings. Maybe you're operating my family. Maybe you're operating my life. Maybe you're operating my business. Die now. Bow before me now. In the name of Jesus. I'm not your candidate. I'm different. I'm unique. I'm different. Every curse that transfers blessings. Bow before me now. In the name of Jesus, you have no portion in me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Can you add aggression and passion to your prayer? Say, favor of God in this month of December overshadow my life. Can you say it again? Favor of God in this month of December, I decree and declare, overshadow my life. Pray that prayer and pray as you are led. Overshadow my life. Overshadow my family. In the name of Jesus, don't let me struggle. Everywhere I turn, I meet favor. Everywhere I go, I see favor. In the month of December, because you end the year in a grand style. You don't start big, but you start well. You end big. You say, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. In the name of Jesus, even though my beginning be little, Lord, do the end of year miracles in my life. Do what only you could have done. In the name of Jesus. Favor. Favor of God. Overshadow my life. Overshadow my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. You're going to pray loud and clear with a loud voice. You are going to decree and demand, not suggest. Say, in the name of Jesus. Can everybody shout in the name of Jesus? Month of December, avert every evil against me. Mention your name in the name of Jesus. Every evil. They're not going to cry in my house this year. They're not going to say sorry to me this year. Month of December, I speak to your womb. Avert every evil assigned against me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Dear Lord, we pray and decree and declare that this oil will destroy every investment of hell in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, Samson caught 300 foxes and ignited their tail and released them to the farms of the Philistines. And they ask the question, who has done this? I pray and I decree that everything the elders of old assigned against us to destroy us, there were ones that said nobody's head will be lifted up. I pray in the name of Jesus, by this fire this morning, every investment of the Philistines shall be destroyed. Your son and your daughter, my brother and my sister, are coming out of here with a testimony. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a hand as you take your seat. Amen. Love you right back. God bless you. Thank you, choir. In Numbers 23, I need to give a background before I start reading from verse 7. Balak was the king of Moab. Balaam, some theologians believe that he was linked to Abraham. That is one of the sons given birth to by Keturah, in the lineage of Keturah. Some believe that. This guy had a special power, just like Abraham, that whoever he cursed was cursed, whoever he blessed was blessed. And the king understood that even though he was the king, Balak had this power. So when he saw that the children of Israel had destroyed Sion and Og of Bashan when they were coming from Egypt, he hired this guy called Balaam. He said, please go and curse those people for me. Oh, Balaam said, you know it's a simple thing in God's sight. I can do that. Just prepare 7 altars, 7 rams, and 7 bulls. And I will begin to do what you want. Oh, the man said, I will give you land. I will give you everything. He said, no problem. I will just curse them. So he prepared the altar where they will appear. because they were going to pass through Moab. First of all, I want you to know that if curses were not true, if they were not effective, God would not stop Balaam. God would have said, no way, it won't work. But curses work. In Yoruba, where I came from, in the western part of Africa, they said curses fight you while it's quiet. A lot of people are dealing with that in their lives. Even though when you give your life to Christ, you are introduced to something called blessings. And I told you that the blessing of Abraham belongs to you. God made a promise to Abraham and Jesus. Whether you are naturally a Jewish person or you are born again and connected to Christ, you have access by covenant to the blessing. So Balak prepared 7 altars and 7 rams. And Balaam told him, stay by that altar. I want to go and talk to God because I'm seeing that this thing is all working. I want to talk to God and know what he will say. Because when I curse anybody, they are cursed. And God said to him in verse 7, Numbers 23. And he took up his oracle and said, Balak, the king of Moab, has brought me for Aram. From the mountains of the east, come and curse Jacob for me. And come and denounce Israel. So there is a power that curses people. It's not inogo better for you. It causes you, I wish I had time. You can enter into a spirit of error. Death, curse can be over and over your head. You just be doing, you enter the wrong relationship. You say the wrong things. Things will be happening to you that are not of God. That doesn't mean you will not have challenges. But I'm talking about you. You are empowered to fail consistently. That will not be your story. I said that will not be your story. When what you're going through right now is over, only you and God will be standing. In verse 8, the Bible says, how shall I curse whom God has not cursed? Now, because you're not cursed by God this morning, every curse in your life, every curse walking and hovering and walking on your business, your family, any curse of your father's house or your mother's house, by the oil that's coming upon you today, I reverse it right now. I reverse it right now. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? And how shall I denounce whom the Lord has not denounced? Today, God says he has accepted you in the beloved. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, no curse shall work on you. Anything hovering over you is destroyed right now. Before you leave this place, your testimony shall be turned around. In verse 20 of that same chapter, behold, I've received a command to bless. He told Balak to stand by the altar. He went to meet God. God told him, if they burn you well, curse them. Now, curses can work in the life of people that have no hope, that have no God. Sometimes you don't know the beginning, yet they are generational, they hide in your life. But as a Christian, you must lay claim. You know that faith is not faith until you begin to speak. How shall you speak what you don't believe? But it's not enough to believe. You must speak. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We speak what we believe. That's the spirit of faith. We speak what we believe. Every time you must be found saying, in the name of Jesus, every curse in my father's house, every curse in my mother's house, I'm exempted from it. My children are exempted from it. My husband, my wife, my spouse, exempted from it. Because I'm in Christ Jesus. You have to say all the time, the blood flowing in my vein is the blood of Jesus. Say what the blood says. If the blood of evil speaks, how much more the blood of Jesus. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, no curse shall operate upon you. In verse 20 of Numbers 23, quickly, I have a lot to say. Behold, I have received the command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Look at your neighbor, say, God has blessed you. And nobody can reverse it. I want to read to 24 because of time. Are you getting something? He has not observed iniquity in Jacob. Okay, did you see that? In case you have one leg in church and one leg outside, you are not the one I'm talking about. I'm not talking to you yet. In case God has put a finger on a sin in your life and you're indulging that sin and you are hearing the message of grace differently, a demon is preaching grace to you. You are not the one I'm talking to. But if you live a life worthy of your calling, he has not observed iniquity in Jacob, nor has he seen wickedness in Israel. The Lord is God, is with him. Ah! I pray every time, everywhere you go, God will be with you. And finally, the shout of the king is among them. Praise worship is powerful. Thanksgiving is powerful. Is that because of these two things? I can't curse them. In verse 22, God brings them out of Egypt and he has strength like a wild ox. Jacob has strength like a wild ox. For there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor divination against Israel. Based on those two things, now must be said of Jacob and of Israel, oh, what God has done. I pray in the name of Jesus. The nations that are your enemies shall say, indeed, God has done great things in your life. Anything going on right now, God will turn it around. The problems you have temporarily, the devil will not jump on it. You will come out victorious. Let the blessing of the Lord begin to work on you. I don't care what they've said concerning you as your pastor, I reverse it today. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. But Balak went to Balaam. He said, I will give you land. I will give you chieftain's title. So Balaam went to God again to ask. When God has spoken. When he himself has said, God is not a man that should lie or son of man that should repent. He went to God again and said, this man said he will honor me. What shall I do now? How shall I handle this? He took an angel to stop him. The first time Satan was used in the Bible, he was used in reference to the angel of the Lord who wanted to stop Balaam from cursing the people of Israel. I want to ask a question again. If the curse will not work, why will an angel appear as a Satan to impede the donkey had to speak? Because the angel went to appear in a narrow way where we'll kill Balaam. After this incident, we don't hear about Balaam again. Because God just abandoned him. And the Moabites and Moabites, they suffered from that day. Because they were the only people that went to wait for the people of God when they were coming out of Egypt. Your story in the name of Jesus. Anybody that gather to make you fail, they will fall for your sake. Anybody seemingly successful right now, in the name of Jesus, their life will be cut short for your sake. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. In Genesis 3:17, then God said to Adam, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. So God did not curse Adam, he cursed the ground for his sake. If God could not curse what he has blessed, who is that parent? Who is that person that will curse you? See, you can go through things temporarily. The devil is seeking whom he may devour. He's looking for people who are ignorant, who don't know their rights in Christ Jesus. Who told you? You will continually walk under a curse in your finance. Borrowing. You don't even know what you're doing with what you're borrowing money for. Borrowing. Something is just pushing you to sell that car. Something just pushing you to sell your belonging. You know, one of my children asked me many years ago, how come you have many of these things? He mentioned something. I said, because what I bought meets another thing that I had before. Meets another thing. That's why they became plenty. 1 million is 1 naira in 1 million places. Once you take 1 naira out of 1 million, it's not 1 million anymore. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, 1 will meet 2 in your hand. God will not take one and give you another one. In the name of Jesus, you continue to abound with blessings. In the name of Jesus, if you believe it, shout amen like fire. Curse the ground for your sake. Even God could not curse Adam. The Bible says in Galatians 3, I may overshoot today because I have to finish this. Galatians 3:13, the Bible says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse. For there's a law written that curses everyone who hangs on the tree. The cross is called the tree. Why? Verse 14. Why? That the blessing of Abraham might come upon an Egypt man. The blessing of Abraham, that thing released that made Abraham rich, has been released. That was why when they gave Jesus a vinegar to reduce his pain, he spat it out. They even told him, if you are the Son of God, you'll be helping people. Come down. And he could come. He could just come down. They've forgotten that many times they took him to the mountain to kill him. He just walked in the midst. It was when he got home that they remembered they wanted to kill someone. He could come down. What we hold him on that cross. But he stood there so that he can receive your curse. So that you can walk free on earth without a curse. That the blessing of Abraham, promise, law was introduced to make you a sinner, then grace. Grace is a fulfillment of the promise. Law shouldn't have existed. But if the Lamb of God came and said, I came to die, you say, for what? So law was introduced to make you know you're a sinner. And that the coming of Jesus Christ was worth it. Did you hear that? So he hung on that cross that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles who are in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Can you see that you can operate without faith? Therefore, in the name of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice that is born again, let them operate a curse-free life. A curse-free life. A curse-free life. A curse-free life. In your finance, in your health, in your church, in your ministry, in your career, a curse-free life. Whatever anybody has spoken against you, let it be neutralized by the blood of Jesus. By him hanging on the cross, let everything that is not of God be neutralized in your life. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Why do you have confidence like this? Because Proverbs 26 verse 2 says, like a fleeting sparrow, like a fly. This is an incantation. Like a fly. You should raise one leg as you do the incantation. Like a flying swallow, so a curse without a curse shall not alight. It shall not alight. Because Christ has hung on the tree, he shall not alight. I say, shall not alight. In the New Living Translation of that verse, New Living Translation, it said, like a floating, because sparrow floats, he will land. When that man did a boon to boon and fired it, pew! That thing was looking for you in the spirit, but you are hidden Christ with God. You are the apple of his eyes. He has tattooed you on the palm of his hand. In Kaduna, some people conspired to curse Bishop, and they were looking for Bishop in the Bishop Oyedepo in the spirit. They can't see him because he's hidden Christ with God. And now, so somebody, three people say, I'm hidden Christ with God. Say, it's not for pastors alone. I am hid in Christ with God. The Bible says, like a floating sparrow and a darting swallow. Darting means a dart. It flies straight. When that thing overs and it cannot find you, it flies straight to the person that cursed you. An undeserved curse will not land. I'm not saying it won't over. I'm not saying you'll not feel it. I say it will not land on the intended victim. Now, in the name of Jesus, you will never be handed over to the will of your adversary. You will never be handed over. You will never be handed over. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. In Numbers 23:23, the Bible says no enchantment, no sorcery. Stand up where, open your oil. We are out of time. It's 6:51. For there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor divination against Israel. It now must be said of Jacob, O Israel, oh, what God has done. I pray upon that, those elements in your hand. And as those things come in contact with you, and any material or anything, anywhere that you put, whether your home, your office, I prophesy in the name of Jesus, no curse will be able to operate there. No curse will be able to operate there. No enchantment shall work in your life. If you believe it, shout amen, somebody. In Genesis 49, Reuben slept with his father's wife. If you read from verse 2 down. But in Deuteronomy 33, verse 6, let Reuben live and not die. Which means the pastoral grace is high. No wonder those who rule well among you, they are worthy of double honor. You know, some people come to church and the devil turns them against who should help them. Let Reuben live. That guy, was he dead? No. His tribe, were they dead? No. But the firstborn, that was why Samuel said, when he saw Eliab, he said, ah, behold, the anointed of the Lord. Because the firstborns were supposed to have double portion. Because naturally, they have double because they were supposed to take care of their old father or their old mother. Not the second one, firstborn. And he's the father when the re-father dies. That's why Jesus, even on the cross, said, John, behold your mother. Handed over his mom to someone. Because a firstborn must be responsible. But Reuben, we didn't hear about him until he met Moses. And Moses said, that guy was almost extinguished in life. You'll not be extinguished. Ah, the work of your hand shall be blessed. You will not disappear like a smoke. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Let Reuben live and not die. Don't let his men be few. What Moses was praying about, Moses had noticed it in his congregation that this man was disappearing. That will not be your portion. I pray for anybody here, whether your parents have cursed you. Maybe it's the wrong you've done. Whether they've spoken ill word against you, against the work of your hand. Today I reverse it. As your pastor, I command everything to be neutralized. Today, take your place. Take your place again. Take your place again. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, don't destroy it, for there's a blessing in it. Joseph was taken to the pit. He was sold. He went to prison, but they couldn't destroy Joseph because there was a blessing inside Joseph. I pray for you. You will not be destroyed. The blessing in you will come to the surface. You are a blessing. You are not a problem. You don't owe money. You are not a sick person. I say you are a blessing. Let why God created you come to the surface. Let the problem he brought you to the world to solve come to the surface. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. May God preserve you. May God preserve you. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Abraham gave gifts to the sons of the concubine. But he gave all he had. Everything that made him Abraham. That turned him from Abraham to Abraham. He gave it to Isaac. Where did he get what to give to Isaac after giving to the sons of the concubine? Isaac, don't worry about the cars, the houses, everything that produced those things I put upon you now. Let me settle them. And they were rejoicing. Hey, I have a plot of land. I have this. The blessing of the Lord make it rich. and art not so. It's an anointing. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, receive it right now. Sweatlessly. Listen to me. It is those who are with the believing Abraham that are blessed. You must believe. If you just stand there and say, that's so it could be. Not so. We will go and walk, but the difference will show. I pray for you. Your faith will be respected. The work of your hands shall be blessed. Some of you focus on that oil. You don't focus on what I'm saying. I'm sharing revelations with you so you can be on the same page with me. So that your amen can have a meaning. I say you will stand out. If Christ already hung on the cross so that no curse will operate on you anymore. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, everything that represents the curse is over in your life. Begin to produce good results. In Proverbs 26 verse 2, maybe you didn't get me. Let me read the Message translation for you. Message says you have a little. You have as little to fear from an undeserved curse. I'm not talking about you being fair. It's good to be fair. I'm not saying don't be fair. But Christ already hung on the cross. That something called blessing should come upon you. Two kings cannot stay in a palace. You have as little to fear from an undeserved curse as from the dart of a wren or the swoop of a swallow. Tap your neighbor. Tell them you have little to fear. Find a new neighbor. Say, new neighbor. You have little to fear. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, let the work of your hand be blessed. Let your result not be few. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every curse hanging on your head, let them bow before you right now. Let this anointing in your hand break it up. Let your life not be cut short. Every legal thing that the enemy is doing or trying to bring to you, let the anointing cut it short. In the name of Jesus. Everything in your life that represents a curse, let them be pulled up right now. Only the tree that my Father has planted will remain in your life. And as is, so are you in this world. As is blessed, so are you blessed. As is rich, so are you rich. As he walks in liberty, so are you in liberty. As he walks in freedom, so do you walk in freedom. So shall it be for you. In the name of Jesus. Pray in tongues quickly. Pray in tongues. Don't make your voice low. Let your faith. It is those of faith that enter into blessing with the believing Abraham. Let your faith be in place. Come on, pray in tongues. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Make it louder. Speak with boldness. Decree, don't suggest. Tell sicknesses to pack out. Tell infirmity to pack out. Cancel that police case. That court case, cancel it. Don't receive the grace in vain. What I introduce to you is more than jazz. Eternity is in your heart. Stand up. I can't hear you. Shut your eyes and pray with finality. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Let everyone you are owing, everything you are owing, in the name of, let it be cancelled. Have resources to pay back. In the name of Jesus, let every sickness disappear. In the name of Jesus, every tree that my father has not planted, don't let it cross over to 2023 with you. You are a new person. The anointing will work for you. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Anoint your head. Decree that your horn is exalted like the horn of a unicorn. Fresh oil, fresh exploit, fresh fire, fresh faith is upon you. Thank you, Father. Anoint your tongue. Say, in the name of Jesus, utterance is given unto you. Fresh fire upon those lips. I've been touched with the coals from his altar. Morning by morning, he awakened me to speak like the Lord. My tongue is brittle. In the name of Jesus, the enemy will not make me self-destruct. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Anoint whatever it is that you make as a point of contact to your leg. Say, in the name of Jesus, I will go the right place. I will see the right things. In the name of Jesus. The enemy will not manipulate me. Anywhere my picture is, the Holy Ghost answers for me. Anywhere they mention my name, the Holy Ghost answers for me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Give him praise. Give him praise.